This week's parsha, Rashi mentions that the Rosh Hashanah tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take Aaron and his children, kachena b'dvarim, he should take them with words, that you were zeichu to become shemoshim hamakom, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they, Moshe Rabbeinu should convince them, as it were. The understanding behind that, Rashi, in many places in Chumash, points out that the words kicha by human being, you don't physically take a human being, but when you're able to get through to their mind, it's called you've taken the person, because the main part of the person is the mind, and the person's mind is where the person's mind is. That's where he is. But the question over here is, like, why would he have to convince them? Why would he have to explain it to them? It's fairly obvious. That what they're doing is that it's a tremendous schus, a tremendous simcha. There's zecha to be from this point onwards for all of the generations to come that they're going to be going to be the kahanim, the beis hamikdash. They're going to be serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, do things that nobody else could do, bring tremendous schus into Klal Yisrael. So what was the convincing which is necessary? What was the message of Ashrecha that he needed to convey to them? So Rabbi Meir Bloch Zatzal suggests that, you know, together with the Trenis Chush is the Trenis responsibility. And the Yira possibly could diminish the Simcha. But it's important that the Haskalah of a Mitzvah, in general any Mitzvah, but specifically the Haskalah of a Mitzvah has to be done with Simcha. Klal Yisrael is committing to become the Kahanim of Klal Yisrael. It's a very, very special moment, and they have to do a Simcha. So the Moshe Rabbeinu was stressing to them that they have to focus on the Simcha element and not let their concern and their fear about the responsibility which they're undertaking diminish the excitement and the appreciation of the opportunity of the mitzvah that they received. Just taking that thought a little bit further, the truth is that the two really enhance one another. The simcha is the opportunity which the person is given. They were given a tremendous opportunity to be the shemoshim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to represent Klal Yisrael. It's a tremendous opportunity. It's also a tremendous responsibility. But the opportunity is defined by the responsibility. The reason why it's such a wonderful opportunity is because of the responsibility which is given. Because they're able to accomplish tremendous things, therefore it's a tremendous opportunity. Therefore it's a source of simcha. So the more the person is burdened into the responsibility, with the year and the pacha that the responsibility generates, the more a person feels, or could or should feel, the simcha, because that enhances his understanding of what he's been given. A person stands by a chuppah, under the chuppah. So that moment is probably one of the most happiest moments of his life. At the same time, if a person is a thinking person, it's also one of the most awesome and awe-inspiring moments in thinking about the responsibility he's undertaking and all of the days, weeks, months, years, decades, generations to come by committing to this responsibility of a marriage to somebody else. A person could be overwhelmed by that. So we don't think about that so much. It's the opposite. Think about your committing to something which is such a beautiful commitment and this responsibility. And that's the beauty of it, is the opportunity that it generates to connect with a person at that level. That's what generates the simcha. So the two were not austere with each other. The same thing with Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael stands ready to leave Mitzrayim, tremendous responsibility. They're going to go to Har Sinai, Mekabel Torah, become Am HaNivcher, represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the generations to come in this world. Tremendous pachad. Tremendous simcha. We were zeichet to be the ones who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and represent the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The more we understand the Pacha, the more we'll understand the Simcha. And that's really the part of the void of the night of the Seder, is to bring home the responsibility that has been generated upon us and the Simcha which comes with that. Have a good Shabbos.